I'm Katie.
I'm Kylie.
And this is
You're Not Paranoid. Recording, check. And action. Do you know why they do that?
Yeah, to sync the sound and the...
Wow, you're so smart.
Oh, remember when we tried to do it with an actual camera?
Huh?
Back in the day and it didn't
oh,
work?
Oh, yeah.
That was not a great camera.
Katie's like, I'm now making like seven figures on OnlyFans with that little dinky camera.
I mean,
I do my syncing, you know, action with my feet. How did you know I was going to say that? How did you know? You could picture it. I'm like, and you do that thing with your feet where you're just like, yes. Wow, that was so synced.
Speaking of like making money and not
with feet.
I'm thinking about
putting your feet out there.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like paint?
I don't
them?
Know how it works.
All you have to do is try.
But like some of the TikToks are like, I make blah 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 money on, and then they list all the sites you can do it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I could look at it.
I could put my hands on there.
Yeah.
You my can hands hand are. Model. They're okay. They're little. They're kind of weird.
I pick at mine, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
Probably because I'm sure getting my nails done. I could write that off. It'd be a business expense.
Oh, there you go.
Let's get our nails done and write it off when people get off on our nails. That's gross.
I know. That's the only thing. Like,
just
I just
want to
think about it.
But. Yeah. No.
I mean, you can make six figures a month.
Anonymous.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Like, I would not.
I may or may not have things on my feet that would need makeup.
Like
so
a wig.
The hair.
Put like a cute little wig on your feet. Oh my gosh.
I'll do like, you know, like obviously it's probably like erotic or I don't know, like. Whatever, yeah. And then you're just doing like a little foot puppet show.
This is little Red Riding Foot, and she is looking for
the
three
cape.
Little piggies. And here comes, and then your other foot is
the
wolf.
He's like a big fluffy slipper.
And puffed and blew the house down. That's like two different wolves in one story. I just realized, Little Red Riding Hood
oh,
and
yeah.
Three Little Piggies.
I was totally following.
Same universe, same wolf.
Dang, he's kind
Bet
of a
you.
Douche then.
Probs.
Trying to eat the pigs and the little girl? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he ate the grandma.
Oh, yeah, because he ate the grandma. Kids' stories.
Maybe the pigs
are the grandma?
Him. No. Maybe it's the pigs' fault for eating the grandma because they wouldn't let them eat him.
But would
eat
you?
Them. No, if I'm a pig, I'm definitely going to be juicy and I'm like, fight him off with my hooves and my teeth because
mm-hmm.
they're vicious. Anyways,
that's my
foot
plan.
Puppet shows. I agree. I'm on,
on
board.
OnlyFans.
I will be a guest.
Yeah, I could have guest feet.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Like, get ready with me. And it's just like doing feet.
So
makeup.
This is my foot routine.
Yeah.
It's just like you like doing makeup on your feet.
Yeah,
like, with
I
the
was
little,
thinking
like
a little blonde wig over the toes.
Oh my gosh. Ew.
I know. Feet
like,
are
this
gross.
Is me picking stuff up with my feet. And you're like, this is me putting my foot in weird stuff. Like just,
I know.
Like,
it would be
squishing it in peanut butter or something creepy.
Yeah. It would be funny if I did it because I almost have like a foot phobia.
It's like your therapy.
Yeah. Oh, it could be. Yeah. What is it called?
Exposure
yes.
therapy.
I'll do that with my OnlyFans puppet feet.
So I was trying to keep a straight face and then you just, I couldn't. Ah, too good.
Would you like to help me with my exposure therapy?
I'll record it.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Yeah. MyOnlyFeet.com.
It's only my feet, so.
Oh my
don't
gosh.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh,
man. Good times.
That was funny. But somewhat serious.
Yeah, no.
If I can make that money.
Dude, if you could quit your job and just do feet pics and videos.
And, that, and like literally that's it.
And that's the replacement salary. Well, I guess it depends on how much time you'd have to commit. But that's pretty wicked. And then you can open up your whole day.
You could do like, cause how long would it take to take some feet pics?
Let's find out.
Okay.
I have an hour. I'll take pics for you. Thank so what you guys do? Did you record the episode? Nope. No. We got Katie's Only Feet fans page up and running.
She already has 10 subscribers. Yeah. So.
I'm one of them.
Gotta support each other.
The question is, would your BF be on board?
I don't think he would care.
Oh, I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say he wouldn't like it. I'm like, we won't tell him. I mean, how would anyone know? Is it really that bad?
I don't think so. And also, I wouldn't want to think of like what people really know. Like,
right.
I'm just taking pictures of my feet and then people are buying them.
Yeah.
And that's all I need to know.
Right. It's a transaction. It's not like it's for free.
Yeah, no free feet pics.
You'd have to wear shoes in public from now on.
What if someone's like, it's her! It's the foot puppet show.
I think if you had like very specific feet or like tattoos.
Yeah, that's where it's like I'd have to then get it the would tats be covered. Like,
yeah, then yeah, for sure. But maybe people like that, you know?
Or I could just put a bunch of fake tattoos.
Yes. Yes, make it like a thing.
Yeah, I have to be incognito.
Yeah. Feet. Incognito.
What if they're like kind of pixelated?
Ooh, like blur it out, and then it's like sexy. You're like coming just behind like the little curtain. Toe.
You have to
it's
buy like, all 10 oh to see all 10 toes. Oh my god,
that's hilarious. Or like you know, like those what is it, boudoir like photo shoots where it's like
it's kind of like sexy, but it's not.
Yeah, so you'd have to do like feathers and like peek around a curtain with your
that'd
toes,
be kinda
and
cute.
You're like, hey. So you can make it like fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll be your costume foot designer.
Thank you.
Or visionary / photographer. You're welcome. All right, we're on board. So
thank you. Please thank you to the listeners for subscribing
to Katie's feet pics.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by You're Not Paranoid.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Well, you don't want them in the background.
No associations. Let's keep those. Those are two different business entities.
I'll have to get the tattoo removed.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? That would be so funny if that was my first tattoo. You're not paranoid. Who wants to do it with me? Katie says yes. We'd have to decide what we want though. Although the eye is really cool. Mm-hmm. The eye is sick.
I know. I've been wanting to get some.
Yeah. Speaking of eyes, oh my gosh. I wanted to say, remember we talked about that earlier. Yeah. And then I was like,
You're going to get LASIK?
No. I was going to say I watched a movie recently that I was like mind twisting. It's like what's happening? So it's called The Voyeurs.
Uh-oh.
Like voyeurism, like the voyeurs on was it Amazon Prime? And I was like, "Where like this will be interesting." And one of the actresses, she's also in like one of the main characters plays a woman who I don't know her exact job title, but I think she's a ophthalmologist.
The doctor version? The yeah. MD?
Yes, I think so. Or she's in a... Because she does the actual...
Surgeries.
The surgeries and like aligns it and stuff. Aligns the machines.
Sorry, no offense to optometrists. I don't think they go to full-on medical school.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's like a master's. You can Google it really fast.
Yeah, that's... just like totally offend an entire field.
Optometrists examine, diagnose, and treat patients' eyes. Ophthalmologists are eye doctors who perform medical and surgical treatments for eye conditions.
But do optometrists go to?
Ophthalmologist goes to med school. Optometrists, after college, spend 4 years in a professional program.
So kind
of
like
and they get a doctor of optometry degree.
Okay.
They often work together. And then there's an optician who just does eyeglasses and contact lenses. And they aren't eye doctors and they cannot give eye exams. They get a 1 to 2 degree or certificate or diploma. So that's that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What I was going to say
yeah.
is that in that movie, it's very weird because it's about like seeing things. And like this couple sees another like hot couple, like a young, you know, Gen Z couple lives together and it's their first place. And they like see this hot couple across the way. I think they're in New York and it's like you can see into their whole apartment.
Kind of like you.
Yeah. Except for like very like you see everything like
ooh.
Like everyone can see everything. So they like have sex and they're like the husband like is, you know, being unfaithful, stuff like that. And so they're watching everything and they come up obsessed with them. Well, you were talking earlier about like the surgery itself is like so creepy. At some point they're like talking about the eye surgery part of it, and it's just like so gnarly because your eyes are just like,
yeah, that's so the part
exposed and you can't do anything.
Is you have to like watch it.
Yeah, like you can't close your eye.
I know, because that's the part that's creepy when you get LASIK, is like the machine like comes for you. And you can't, like, because normally, you can't, like, so I don't like to see, like, my blood getting drawn.
Yeah.
So I just look away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When the thing is coming for your eye to do eye surgery, you can't look away.
You can't even look, you have to look at the thing, right? Yeah. Like, you're supposed to look at a light or something?
Yeah, you just, I mean, when I did it, I don't know if I told you. I mean, I never felt any pain, so just, yeah. I don't want to scare people, but it is weird. They put a bunch of numbing stuff in your eye, and then they like have to pry it open, obviously, because your reaction would be to close your eyes. So they have the little prong things like above for my upper eyelid and my lower eyelid. So
they show that in the movie, and that's what made me think of that. Because,
but my eye wouldn't roll forward.
Ew.
So that's how like scared I was. They're like, so I was just like my eyes rolled back into my head, and they're like, okay, just focus, focus. Just look up, look up. And my eyes were just like, nah.
Your
dude.
Eyes were like, fuck off. Or excuse and that me, was, F off.
And that was after I'd taken a Valium or something. Like they relaxing. Let you.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was telling myself, I was like, because I was waiting in the little like pre thing. It wasn't.
Op area, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm feeling like this is good. Like I was telling myself, like, I feel the medicine. I feel the medicine.
Yeah.
I'm relaxed. I'm relaxed. And I felt, you know, like, ooh. And then they're like you lay down on the thing and they give you like a little pillow. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be. And then they're like, prongs. And then, oh.
The prongs sound so horrible.
Yeah. The first part was bad because that's when they, I don't know if we don't have to go into the whole like how it works, but the first part is like when they like attach the thing to make the cuts and it like you black out.
That's or, what like, you were saying.
That's the scary part because like it is a little machine that like comes for your eye. And then you just, it's so weird because you can't see. But it's like an extreme, like it's because it's pushing on you.
Yeah.
On your eye socket and then. The rest of it, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's just that first part. And then it's like knowing you have to do it for the other eye. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. You're like, okay, we're done.
I was so tense. I was like, well, I probably should have taken like
three.
I don't know how many is allowed. Well, I mean, they wouldn't have allowed me to take
more.
Yeah, because
they need you to like be focused. Yeah. Oh,
I would say it was worth it.
That's good.
For anyone that is going to do LASIK, treat it like a surgery and don't work out after.
Yeah, be patient with yourself.
They really try to sell it as like, you can do whatever you want and like, you can see. And like, yeah, you can see right away, but your body does need to heal.
Yeah.
Because
mentally.
I didn't and I suffered some consequences. It was fine. Everything's fine, but yeah, you need to take it seriously.
Kitty just cries every 5 seconds, but besides that, everything is
good. No, it's the opposite.
Oh, no, you have dry.
Yeah, that's a common symptom.
That's fine, you don't cry.
Put eye drops.
Like, I'm so sad right now.
I'm sad. Blink, blink. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But your eyes look cool.
I can see for the most part.
Yeah. They're still there, so that's cool.
I know, that was
kind of
scary
like little
part.
Claw machine claws. There's some like pluck your ball.
I kind of like the look, so I just kept them in.
The claws.
Yeah,
that would be a really horrible / funny Halloween costume.
Oh, like, gross!
Just like eyes pried.
I bet someone could do makeup to make it look like it.
Yeah, and you just have to open your eyes real wide, and it looks like they have like the things down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, let's find a makeup artist to make us look creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we doing today?
Doing here?
What's the point?
Well, that is the question.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't even talk about ourselves last episode. But I'm Kylie.
Oh, I'm Katie.
I'm a podcast host, so is Katie.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I thought we said who we were last time.
Nope. And that's okay, because we say it at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes I'll be like, just in case you forgot in the last, you know, whatever time.
Mm-hmm. Or you didn't know whose voice was who.
Yeah. So calibrating, this is Kylie.
And this is Katie. And this is how I normally talk.
That is accurate. So today is, so I feel like our last couple episodes, like I mentioned last episode, have been not so scary, and that's okay.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Depending on who you are, I suppose.
Or yeah. What episode you're listening to. Like,
that's true. It could be bouncing around.
Assassination, and then I vaulted the survival stories because it piggybacks off that.
Shoot.
So those are two pretty heavy topics.
Those are intense. Yeah, I guess I was just thinking about my friend, what she said.
Well, she's behind.
She's probably not listening to the right stuff. No, I'm just kidding. She's great. We love her.
She's growing in chronological order.
I thought you said she was growing. I was like, she's an adult lady, but she's okay.
She's growing into our podcast.
Hey, sometimes you got to grow into a podcast. You got to like ease into us, you know? Ew, that sounded weird, but you know what I'm saying. Ease into
our
style.
You got to get to know us.
Yeah, sit down, relax, have a cup of whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Enjoy your after whatever time it is. Okay. So, this week, we are doing
one, two,
something about celebrities dead. People wonder if they're alive. Good job.
Nice.
Did I just wake up your mom?
Who cares? It's the weekend.
Okay, cool. Sorry, mom.
Have you seen the thing that people do where you'll have a word in your mind and then the other person has a word and then you do one, two, three, and then you say it and then you take a few seconds to think of a word that somehow relates those two. And then you're like, one, two, three, and then
yes, I actually have played a game like that.
Okay.
Except for it was like same, but different. The friend I'm seeing tomorrow, I think, knows the game, so I'll have to ask her.
Okay. Because I've been seeing that on TikTok / on Ladies in Tangents, yeah. And it's really funny.
But it was more like, yeah, it was like it is. I know what you're talking about. I don't know what I was going
to
say.
So
I learned
it. See if you're on the same
wavelength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the last time I did that, I think I was driving to Zion in a friend's car, and it was like an old car, so it took like 15 hours, and so we played that game a lot, and I think that's why I suppressed it. I'm like, what was that game? Want to try?
Sure. I don't know what the first word would be.
Well, we don't have to know, but then we'll know the second time. Who's the leader, though? Or no, we have to both
be
guessing.
Have to say it at the same time.
Okay, how about has to be like a noun?
Okay.
Okay, one, two, three.
Potato.
Cats.
You said cat?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think I know. Look at me. I think you know. One, two, three. Yankee.
Garfield. Oh.
My cat Yankee is like a potato cat.
Oh.
That's okay. That was close.
That was closer.
That was a win.
Okay.
We'll call that a win.
It's funny. I was watching Ladies in Tangents do it.
Bad.
And they were like so adamant, like they knew. Like they would be like, they'd get to a certain point, like, okay, it's obvious, like this is almost the same thing. And then the girl that was counting, she'd be like, one, two, like we're definitely gonna get this one. And then there would be this
totally
like random
different.
And they'd be like, oh, they're like, okay, I got it. One, two, three. And then it wouldn't be.
And then it wouldn't
It was
be.
Really funny.
That makes me feel better because I was like, wait, did they get it every time and we're just so
no.
bad? That's good. So we're normal.
We're normal. But
cool.
it's funny.
I liked Potato Cat, though.
I like Potato Cat.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay. Back to what we were talking about.
That reminded me because we were trying to say it together at the same
yes,
time.
Yes, got it.
So that's that.
That
detour.
Was our tangent to that tangent.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut out whatever you'd like, by
sure.
the way, of those attempts.
I'll just like edit it so we potato we both say it.
It's just both your voice over my voice. Oh my gosh, so funny.
That would be really funny.
So
anywho's,
This is interesting because people are obsessed with conspiracies.
Yeah, I don't know if it was very legible what we said. We're talking about when people think that certain deceased celebrities are still alive.
Those conspiracies.
Yes.
Because that's like a thing. People get obsessed with the conspiracy theories around celebrities also. Mm-hmm.
Is that where you went?
I went the route of having trouble finding details. Same. Like that. So I found more of like the list of celebrities people think are dead.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was really funny. I couldn't find anything about why it is. That's people- what
I know. I was trying. I thought there would be more on like the psychology behind it, and it was hard to find it.
I found psychology of why people are obsessed with celebrities.
That's what I found, and that's what I did.
Yay. Perfect. So then I'll talk about what celebrities, like, are they alive or are they dead?
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
It is funny, but it's not funny. What I was thinking about this one is because the QAnon, there's a small part of QAnon that believes that JFK Jr. is alive and that he's going to be the vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump in 2024.
Oh.
See, so it's he's like going to come out and be like, see, guys, I wasn't dead.
Oh, my gosh. Yikes.
So
it is weird, though. Because there's sometimes where I feel like, just generally speaking, it feels like the obvious, like just to state the obvious and get it out of the way. Celebrities feel like they're always still alive because their images live on they're like in movies. And so it feels like they're still present.
Or like musicians and their music gets released after they're dead.
Or just, the fact that it's accessible for the time past their lives. So it's like, oh, if we see that person or read about them or whatever, it doesn't feel like they're actually gone, even though we never actually met them ourselves. It's a weird concept.
It is weird.
I hope people feel like that about me. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's also weird because I'm not like super in to like the celebrity stuff and like gossip or whatever. Same. Like the e-news stuff.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't want to click on like the related articles and like, are they getting back together? Mm-hmm. But I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is that?
Exactly.
I need someone else's drama.
I think that's what it is.
To distract me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. Do you want to start with one of the celebrities that are not dead? Or that are dead, I mean?
Well, I mean, I mentioned the one. I don't know if...
You can go on.
Okay. Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I knew about that because he went to... I think he went to UCLA, and I remember them saying that.
Yeah, and I also think...
I was like, we're just going to say celebrity names to go,
That's going to be a short episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I knew that person was dead. Mm-hmm. Oh, that tickled you. That was a good one.
But I think what is common for these ones, and it's, I get it, because it's like kind of the human aspect of like, a lot of these are mysterious deaths or they were taken too soon, and I think people can't comprehend that sometimes like really awful things happen
to like
to good people or
celebrities,
and it's like, no, like it can't. I look up to them. So that's what happened with Jim Morrison. I don't follow the Doors or really know anything about him, but I'll give you like a one sentence synopsis.
Okay.
He was only 21 years old. In 1971, he was found in a bathtub in Paris, deceased. There was no autopsy, so I think that's where some of the conspiracy starts.
Yeah.
There's some people that say it was a heroin overdose. There's some people that think he was murdered, and then some say that he faked his death to avoid fame. And I think one of the people in the band was like, well, I never saw his body or like saw him like dead, so who know, like, so that was even someone from the Doors was like well, inside, I never saw it, so
dang. You know, it's funny that you say that, because not funny, probably gonna say funny a lot, but it'll be like literally funny. It's interesting point, because I didn't know he was only 21. And I think part of that is because he has like an old soul looking face. Like, he doesn't look 21.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like.
Do you want to see?
I feel like I would recognize him if I saw him. Oh, okay. He looks like
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is probably also why people think he's alive. Oh,
so then it's...
So it's like celebrity lookalike almost.
Because I saw a couple of those too. I don't know if you have those.
And even in the pictures, when he moved to Paris, he has a beard. And he doesn't look 21.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That doesn't even look like the same person.
Right? So technically, he could be living among us and you would never know.
Oh, my God.
Right?
You just, like, go up to every random person and ask them to start singing?
Yes. But, like, tell us everything about you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a band?
Yeah.
And that's how we'll figure it out.
I mean, if you want to go missing.
Become a celebrity and then fake your own death?
In Europe, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like especially at that time period.
Yeah, less mobile camera devices.
Yeah. And like, just, I don't know. I'm watching The Staircase right now.
Oh, no.
In the scene or the part about the wife in Europe. In Germany.
Oh, the first one?
The first wife. And it's
was
like,
that
there
a
was
wife
no...
or was like the friend of a...
No, it was his wife.
Was that an owl too?
Or you know what?
I think it was,
like the friend of the wife. You're so good.
Thanks.
It was the friend. We're just coming up on the owl theory right now.
I was wondering if they were going to how they were going to play. Like, is it actually going to show a thing that happened, or like they're going to take it in a certain direction?
We're
going
to find out because it's a week by week show. I haven't watched the...
I'm curious.
I'm already caught up. But yeah, so it's on HBO Max. It's like really good. But yeah.
Yeah.
Really good in the way that like true crime and stories are quote unquote really good. With Toni Collette.
I was going to say Morrison.
No.
That's someone else.
Anyways. Let's go back to the celebrities.
Okay.
Or else I could talk about this all night.
Do you want me to say another one?
Sure.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. That's super sad.
And they said that was to avoid debt and his mounting legal issues.
Oh. Yeah. Michael Jackson one is like really upsetting in so many ways.
Yeah. I feel like I was a little too young for some of that. Like, because I feel like there was some issues, like, happening before.
A lot, yeah.
That
like, the whole wonder, like,
Yeah.
What was it called?
The Neverland Ranch.
Neverland.
Or I don't know if the ranch part was part of it, but.
Yeah. Close enough. I mean, yeah, a lot of, and then, like, his holding his baby out the window. Like,
oh,
there was
yeah,
just
I remember that.
Spiral.
Yeah.
Cosmetic surgeries and all sorts of interesting stuff. I'm pretty sure, what year did Michael Jackson die?
Oh, I don't have it. I would say like the 2010s.
It was 2009. So yeah, I was going to say it was when I was entering college.
Yeah, I was 19.
Wait, 2000. Yeah. Because I think he died at the... If I'm not mistaken, at the medical center.
Oh, because
in the
area. Oh.
Where I was. Yeah, I'm tripping out. I thought for sure I was there, but I don't. I think I might have been visiting around that time or something like that. Who knows? Anyways, I felt connected because it was like close to that area. But yeah, it's so sad. But also, his music lives on forever.
Yeah, I don't really listen to his music.
What?
Sorry.
For real?
I wasn't born when he was... Like, he wasn't really
making...
My mom, I don't think, listens.
Does your mom listen to music?
No. She really doesn't. like one of her friends got her into country, which is weird because she wasn't much of a country person. So that's all I grew up listening to was just country music.
Really?
Only. And then I would like do, then once I was a little bit older, I got like the NSYNC, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
A little Spice Girls, not that much.
Yeah.
And then from there I branched out. But I could probably sing every 90s and early 2000s country song.
Oh, God, kill me.
I think it's better than whatever this new stuff is.
Yeah.
Like the really bro-y.
Oh, man. It is interesting, though, right? How much your parents influence your music taste.
Because, mm-hmm.
like, my parents raised me. My dad was, like, 80s metal. My mom was, like, 80s pop and some metal. Mm-hmm. Like, she showed me Def Leppard, which is, like, my heart and soul. And then, like, Michael Jackson and Prince. Prince? Do you like Prince?
No.
Oh, my God.
I feel like my dad is like everything else. Like anything rock. That's not like from my time. like anything before I was born.
Yeah.
Like kind of whatever genre.
Like
I think
Kurt Cobain and like all that.
He's the one that can like listen to like 1 second of a song and be like, I know what that is.
Yeah, I like doing that game. You would fail.
I would definitely fail.
Dang, is this the new segment? Katie doesn't know musicians.
No, I only want to just not know movies.
Movies and music.
Our new podcast coming soon.
Of just Katie learning about.
I just have no, like, I just don't know.
Analyzing them.
Yeah. But.
Okay. Well, I just added another one, Prince, for you.
Okay.
Next.
I think he's probably one.
That people think are still alive. Yeah.
I think the biggest one is Tupac.
Yeah. Biggie Smalls, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a trip.
Yeah. There's so many conspiracies about that. Was it the government? Was it the cops? Was it whatever, whatever?
Like,
he was very young,
or
too.
What?
Both, like who orchestrated it. Well, I guess there's two sides of it. So like there's the people that think he's still alive, and then there's still, and then there's like another group that think whoever killed him is not who killed him.
Like is not who they say killed him. Yeah.
Because they were never found. I think for Biggie Smalls too, no one was ever, although don't quote me on that.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Because I only looked up.
Don't quote me on that.
We're not gonna look it up. I know I looked up the Tupac one and no one had ever been charged for his murder.
See, that's so messed up.
It was a drive-by in Las Vegas. But like in terms, like they were both in cars driving.
That's really hard.
So that's like the weird thing of like, how did you know?
It's definitely a setup.
Yeah. And that's, I think, where the conspiracy is like someone had to have known.
This was going to happen.
Yeah.
And like murder, like premeditated.
Yeah.
Yikes. Sorry, my feet are out. Is that okay?
I don't care.
Cool. foot angles, toe angles. So then I have the opposite of this too.
What's the opposite? Oh, where the. Okay.
Celebrity hoaxes. Where people are like, this big report that they died and then it's
like
they're not. Yeah,
that's so messed up.
Dead. There's actually a lot.
But wouldn't you kind of be like, this is my sign I can disappear?
Kinda, yeah. So there's 51.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll just read a couple.
All 51.
So one of them is Bob Dylan. Boo. He's alive, right?
I know, that's his voice.
Oh my God. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to it. Me and my brother always, like, if we hear him on the radio, like,
that's hilarious. Yeah, he's pretty.
Has he since been deceased?
No. He is age 80.
Oh, wow.
He'd been around. For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they reported that he died. That's so upsetting. MSNBC said he died in 2019. Mm-mm. News anchor said, sorry. people reported Drake being dead.
I don't remember that.
On November 14th, 2020. Really? Rest in peace, Drake was trending on Twitter.
Oh, maybe for another reason?
Maybe. Paul McCartney was thought to be, had died. Alice Cooper. Which is fun. It's not funny. I'm sorry. It's just, it's kind of funny because he has like, Alice Cooper has like a legendary old dude vibe that is no longer like,
see, I can't imagine him being younger.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know.
Well, so fans got, the musician got confused in 1973. They had, oh, it was a satirical interview. And then they said,
with who? Himself as dead?
I don't know.
That's fine.
That's okay. Britney Spears, JT. Oh. Will Ferrell. There was a website that said he died in 2006. Huh. A paragliding accident. That's so specific and horrible.
Yeah, like why would you make that up?
So apparently Steve Jobs got reported as having died before he actually died.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy.
Super creepy. Taylor Swift. Oh. In 2009. People said she had a fatal car accident. And then someone else said that she had allergic reaction to sleeping pills.
Oh.
People just spread dark. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible ones.
Wow.
Yikes. In 2011, a Fox News Twitter account was hacked by a group called the Script Kiddies. What? And posted that Obama was assassinated during an Iowa event.
Oh, that's messed up. Super messed up. I think I remember that. Because I think that even affected the stock market a little bit.
Probably. Oh, my gosh. There's so... I mean, like I said, there's 51, but there's so many.
Wow.
Basically all, like, really big name people. That's kind of a messed up thing to get wrong.
Yeah.
Or I guess or to get do attention.
It on purpose, yeah.
A-holes. So why are people obsessed with celebrities, kid?
They're obsessed. So there's actually a psychological term that the psychologists use. This is from Psychology Today in an article by Mark Griffiths. It's an actual like clinical term they use. It's called celebrity worship syndrome. and this is from the article. It is an obsessive addictive disorder where an individual becomes overly involved and interested with the details of the personal life of a celebrity. Any person who is, quote, in the public eye can be the object of a person's obsession, so like an author, politician, journalist, blah, blah, blah. But the research in criminal prosecution suggests they are more likely to be someone from the world of television, film, and or music. So that term was first used by Lynn McCutcheon in early 2000s. There's some debate of like who actually said it first.
Yeah.
But blah, blah, blah.
That's kind of interesting. It took that long.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I think there was some earlier article that mentioned a study where they like talked about it, but debate for another time.
Yeah.
There's three dimensions of it. One is the entertainment social, two is intense personal, and three is borderline pathological.
Yikes.
The entertainment social dimension relates to attitudes where individuals are attracted to a celebrity because of their perceived ability to entertain and to become a social focus of conversation with like-minded individuals. So it's like the lesser level.
Like, oh, they could be my friend.
Yeah. I want to talk about them.
Right.
Because,
like, who?
I don't know.
Like, the way you said that was so convincing. I was like, oh, okay.
Let's talk about them.
Yeah.
The intense personal dimension is relating to individuals that have intensive and compulsive feelings about a celebrity. And then the borderline pathological relates to people who display uncontrollable behaviors and fantasies relating to a celebrity.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Stalker.
kind of. And that's kind of the scary part.
Mega.
There's researchers in the UK that have been testing like this, I guess. They found a correlation between the pathological aspects of celebrity worship syndrome and poor mental health, like anxiety, depression, high stress. This was mostly in adults. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why am I not obsessed with celebrity news? Yeah. I have all the makings.
All the, yeah, the one thing that's the why.
Maybe I shouldn't watch E! News. Mm. I'm like, Jason Momoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow, wow.
Is that your guy?
I like him. But I was just trying to think of, like...
celebrity.
Like,
yeah.
A celebrity that I would be like, woo, woo.
Last night, I was watching the movie How Do You Know? With Reese Witherspoon and Paul Rudd. It's on Netflix right now. Is Paul Rudd is so fantastic.
I would like to know what he does.
Like with his life or like what?
He just looks
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always looked good. He's just like, he seems like the nicest guy. Yeah. I kind of feel like my husband is a little bit like him.
I'm kind of obsessed. Like,
I'm kind of like, feeling is pathological.
Is that why the wall is just Paul Rudd?
Oh my gosh. But like, is that why you have Paul Rudd everything? Yeah. Yeah, how old? He's 53.
Yeah. He looks beautiful.
He's.
I wouldn't call him like hot, but
yeah,
he's cute. But I just think he looks better. Like he's
got a good head of hair.
Yeah, he's looking better as he gets older, and I feel like that's not fair.
Young Paul Rudd, though, like
could get it
this age. This age, like, and him and I Love You Man, and, like, I think it was, like...
Okay.
Like early to mid-2000, like, 2008, 2009. I'm like, yes. I'm on board.
Okay. So...
pathologically.
We're thinking, like intense personal?
The, yeah.
Okay. It's, like, a.k.a. they can get it.
What?
No, just kidding.
They can get what?
You haven't heard that?
No. Oh no, I'm like, what am I getting?
No, they will be getting it.
Oh,
like, what? You haven't heard that? Like, no, oh, he can
I
get
just
it.
Said that.
Oh, well,
tell me.
So what, you just were like, oh, Paul Rudd in the whatever times,
uh-huh,
and you were like, yeah, and then be like, yeah, he could get it,
like, get it from me.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm like, get it, get what? Oh, that's funny. Like a time travel hall pass.
Sure.
I wonder, that would be like quite the spin on a hall pass.
Ooh, that would be a good movie. Right? You just go back in hall time to like, they can get it.
Anyone. So it's not just like that would be kind of funny to do. I mean, it would be kind of a slap in the face to science, but it's like, it's a time machine comedy movie, but it's like,
yes.
Like, you get to go anywhere you want. And it starts out, like, super serious. And then it's like,
it switches to Girls Trip.
Yeah, it's like, I want to have sex with Cleopatra. Mm-hmm. Or, like, something of, yeah, like, crazy. Like, okay. And then it's, like, back in time. It's like, then you have to, like, seduce Cleopatra.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
then how do you do that back in the day?
Get her to be, like, part of, like, yeah, to get her to, like, fall in love with you.
Okay. Dude. Trademark.
I mean, you could cut this out if you really want, but that doesn't that sound like legit?
I like that.
Like, because like history meets time, mm-hmm, travel meets comedy.
And romance,
and
maybe.
And romance. Oh.
I like that.
Bring Cleopatra back. Not like I want to, not that she would get it.
She can get it.
You know, I was just trying to be like neutral-ish, like, mm-hmm, anybody, but she's so well-known, so you get it. Anyways.
I like it.
Thanks.
And like going down the back to depression, studies relating to body image have also been included in these studies for adolescents and have found that among females aged 14 to 16, there is a relationship between intense personal celebrity worship and body image. For example, teenage girls who identify with celebrities have much poorer body image compared to the other study groups.
Probably because they're obsessing over their bodies and it's like...
Yeah.
They literally are paid to look like that.
Or edited.
Or edited. or they have personal trainers and chefs. I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
From data from 3,000 people, only about 1% were obsessive tendencies. 10% had the intense interest. 14% said they would make a special effort to read about their favorite celebrity and socialize with people who shared the same interests. And then 75% just don't have interest in celebrity lives.
How interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a good
thing. That is a UK study. I would assume that includes like the royal family and stuff.
Right. That's, you're probably like the top celebrities.
Yeah, I feel like my opinion is that it's like an escape from reality.
Yeah.
Especially with more of like reality TV shows or like the E! News.
Yeah.
It's like funner to like
focus on someone else.
Yeah, like lose yourself in someone else's life.
Yeah.
So it's usually so like over the top what they talk about on E! News and stuff.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh my God. And then you just forget about your life for a little bit.
I read too that there was another psychology one where they're so fascinating because we like take cues from those who are celebrities or those who are seen as like higher in.
I think I had that one too.
Sorry.
No, no, it's okay. Go for it.
I was just going to say like on that same note where we take like cues on what to wear and what to act like and what to dress like. And this website was, I think it's from, this is from Life Science. They were talking about that even, oh, where did it go? They were saying like even monkeys do this in like social settings where like they'll pay attention more to the like bigger, stronger like leader of the group to like take social cues and like see like what is supposed to happen, how are things going. So we have this thing as people that we want to socialize and be connected, and so we're like looking for that cue of what's like cool, what's considered acceptable socially, what's like the best thing that you can do, because if you copy those who are in the highest, you know, power, so to speak, then you emulate that because you want to be like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was like, huh, that's why influencers have jobs.
Mm-hmm. So we all just want to fit in.
Yep.
Community.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, just going off that a little bit, I think in a Brené Brown podcast episode, they were talking about how like some reasons for like the underlying like depression or anxiety could just be like the way that we have set up modern society, and then plus on top of this COVID and like kind of like the permanent working from home, is that like our natural instincts was never to be so isolated, but our modern society has isolated us so much that can be a lot of the reasons for like the depression, anxiety, whatever, not feeling like you fit in anywhere or like having that desire to fit in.
Yeah.
Because you don't have like that natural community. And then so yeah, it's like easier to look like, oh,
elsewhere.
Who else, like who could I be a community with?
Right.
It's like, oh, well, all these people are like stans or whatever they call them, you know. There's like the Swifties and like the Harry Potter people and like Disney adults. So like you try to find your own
little niche.
Yeah, community.
Podcast.
Potties.
Ew. Oh my gosh.
Where are my potties at?
Oh my gosh, is that gonna be our fan names?
The potties. I kind of like it.
It's kind of funny. It's like kind of dirty, which is kind of like potty, like going potty, but also like
paranoid potties.
Oh my gosh.
Stickers next. Week.
The pear pods. Paranoid potties.
Yeah.
How about hottie potties? No. I just snotted everywhere.
The porta potty.
The porta potty. Dude, you guys got to give us something. I'm not going with, like, we can't.
I vote for paranoid potties, but
I know, but
I just like, be like, where are my potties at?
Like, where, and then, like, where's the potty party?
The potty party?
And the potty party.
That could be dangerous. Ew. Advertising that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh. First started as feet. Now we're talking about toilets. It's all very,
you know, it's each
escalated
their
own. Over quite some time.
That's
but
how it starts. It starts with feet, and then you're selling your urine.
That's actually a real thing. It's so
it
gross.
Is.
Yikes.
The one thing that the article ended in that I thought was kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the opposite of what it was saying with those UK studies,
yeah,
was that like people who worship celebrities for entertainment and social reasons were more optimistic, outgoing, and happy, and those who worship the celebrities for personal reasons or who are more obsessive were the ones that tended to be more depressed, anxious, solitary, more impulsive, and antisocial. So I guess that correlates to what they're saying, but like there can be a positive aspect, which I guess is what we're talking about with the...
Yeah, the community feeling things. Connected or inspired. It's when it goes from inspired to shame.
Like, I found where they problem. Live.
Yeah, or obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like inspired to shame and then some other things and then obsession. So I don't think you go from inspired to obsession. I think it goes, like, kind of dark. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, why, like, secretly like this person. Outside the norm of acceptability,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes too much.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know, it kind of reminds me
that would be an interesting episode, celebrity stalkers.
Oh yeah. Ugh. That'd be scary.
Okay, go
for your friend. That'll be a scary one.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a podcast called Sounds Like a Cult. Have you heard of it?
Uh-uh.
It's pretty good. It's like two, I think, millennial / borderline Gen Z.
Yeah.
So they sound like us. Ugh. But they talk about it. The one girl's father was in a somewhat famous cult, like not by choice. So oh. I think when he was younger.
Yeah.
So she has that like firsthand knowledge. But then so people will give them suggestions, and the one I just listened to, and that's why I brought up, was Disney adults, and it was like, is this a cult?
Oh my god.
And
gosh.
Then they kind of like talk about like, is it not, like, you know, the different aspects of what it would be considered,
like what makes a cult a cult. Mm-hmm. Like when you really think about it. Yeah. Yeah,
so that it kind of reminded me of like, it's kind, and that's what they kind of talk about, is like that, like leaning over from being a fan to like cult,
like the transition phases. Yeah, like, yeah. what marks you need to hit to,
yeah,
because
like there's an episode on Elon Musk stands, like there's a whole bunch of stuff. It's like, if you like this kind of conversation, you should go check out their podcast.
That's a really good idea. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Oh man, there's so many celebrity conspiracies. That's the crazy thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one about Avril Lavigne dying.
Yeah, I saw that one when I was Googling it, but I didn't, like, she's a clone or something.
So they were saying that, let me see here. So the speculation is that in 2003, her grandfather passed and that she was super distraught and took her own life.
Oh.
And that's when they put in the doppelganger. Because around the time of that suicide, quote unquote, so they said that they got a girl named Melissa Vandella. They even have a name for her.
That's
who
weird.
Is a fake Avril Lavigne to put in front of the media, because she stopped. I don't think she makes music anymore, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
Originally, it started in Brazil, and then in 2017. They like turned it up on Twitter. They're like, let's double down. And then they outlined like all this evidence as to why Avril's not Avril.
Okay.
And like her style, her handwriting. Oh, she still makes music, but the song lyrics weren't quite like what she'd written in the past. Like, they're like, she can't possibly grow as a person.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the, she was like 18 or 16 or whatever, and then is now older.
And Avril was like, deny.
That's so awkward for her.
Right? And then they were like, she got interviewed in Australia. And they were like, so are you like laughing at these rumors that you're like dead? And she said, quote, yeah, some people think that I'm not the real me, which is so weird. Like, why would they even think that?
Yeah.
That'd be weird to be yourself and be like, am I me?
I know. That must be a trip. If you like went down that, if you thought about it too much.
Apparently the reason she was out of the, I almost just made a pun and it's not good. Out of the scene is because she was struggling with Lyme disease.
Oh.
I was going to say out of the limelight. It's not funny, but it's funny. No, but it's like, it's punny.
It's punny.
It's for like, sure. You don't have to laugh at all puns, but it was there and it almost slipped. But I wanted to comment anyways.
Do it.
So I did. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Like you said, the Tupac one, the Biggie Smalls.
Have you heard of the JonBenet Ramsey one?
Isn't it JonBenet?
Whatever.
And which one is that?
The one that Katy Perry is her.
Oh my gosh, I have heard that.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
That is a weird one. Do we know anything about Katy Perry's childhood?
I thought we did.
Until this was conspiracy theory was tied to her. That actually is kind of hilarious because she does look like her. I see it.
Maybe. I don't know if what she looks like as a child.
Let's look her up.
Or there's not any pictures of her as a child. Dun, dun, dun.
There's kind of not that many, but here's like one. That's not her as a child. That's actually JonBenet.
Okay.
I think Katy Perry as a kid looks like Katy Perry as a kid.
Aw.
It's like a normal, nerdy 8-year-old with the hair that everyone had.
Oh, yeah.
How old is Katy Perry?
I feel like she can't be that much older than us, if not the same age. I'm going to say 34.
37.
Okay.
So way older.
She's so old.
Oh my gosh, she's so old.
Late 30s. Ew.
Did you know she started out singing gospel music at 16? Okay.
That's where I was like, she's not JonBenet because I've heard that she grew up being like the pastor's kid. And that's why I was like, when she's like, I kissed a girl. And everyone's like, oh my God.
How could she?
Yeah.
Jesus
hates you now.
Right.
Sinner.
Wow.
Those are not my beliefs.
I know. I was just thinking out loud. That's okay. Fine. I realized that looked like I was judging you, but I was thinking out loud. Like,
she's thinking out loud. Because
no. Is her
favorite person.
Oh, no. Dude, the other day,
started pranking people, I would. You and Ed Sheeran would somehow be first.
Oh my god. Like a meetup? Dude.
Oh, I just got an idea.
If you did like one of those things where he like says hi to me on a video, I would literally trash it. I'd be like, F you, Ed Sheeran. No, thank
would
you.
Would you still be my friend?
No. I would consider it.
Okay.
Dude, that's don't waste your money. Literally. I bet
he's not even on there.
I heard a song by him the other day, and I liked it, and I didn't know it was him until after, and I was so upset.
But I feel like he has such a distinct...
No, it was like a pop music song, and there was like overlapping his voice, there's other people there. I was like, what is this? So upsetting. You found him.
No, it's even better.
No, Bob. I was gonna say Bob Dylan for some reason.
There's Ed Sheeran lookalike on Cameo.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
I know.
Can you imagine? He probably makes good money though.
Yeah, I'm about to employ him.
Oh my god, no. Who do you not like?
I love everyone.
Oh, baloney. Any celebrities that just like stand out to you?
Not like that.
I mean, I don't really like have that passionate of hate. It's more just like I always skip his songs unless it's that one that apparently I like.
Okay.
So anybody like that?
I'm sure like music wise, I'd probably like not listening to him or her. But I can't. I'll get back to you so we can. I was like him or her. Like a person I would skip.
Oh, I thought about Ed Sheeran still. I was like, I'm confused. We're surprised. Oh my gosh. I was just gonna say also there's a lot of like conspiracy with Marilyn Monroe. I feel like each of these celebrities could have their own like podcast episode. That'd actually be an interesting like celebrity death podcast.
I'm sure that's it's
probably a thing. You're right. Shut down.
I mean, we haven't done it.
I mean,
Ed Sheeran says go for it.
Then I won't.
I'm gonna get you an Ed Sheeran lookalike
no.
hype up video.
No, thank you. That's fine. That's fine. As long as we're supporting the local businesses of people, yeah, I guess.
That look like him. It's hard out there for redheads, you know?
Has nothing to do with that for me.
He's I know, just I'm just saying.
Not my thing.
You just...
He would not get it. If we're keeping on that. That.
Very good.
Thanks, that wave. I used it in a sentence.
I like it.
Thank you.
You're learning so fast.
I'm a quick learner. But anyways.
No.
Man, that was a... That was all over the place. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, you can have a healthy interest. But...
In celebs.
You know, make sure you're living your own life.
Yeah. Maybe don't look like them all the time.
You should be the celebrity of your own life.
Aww. Or the celebrity of your kids' lives.
Or the celebrity of your dreams.
But don't let your kids be your celebrities, because that's called helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a parent or that I'm giving advice about parenting, because I'm not a parent. But kids don't like that.
Yeah, they are their own beings.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to let them
learn. Let them be freaks.
Yeah.
Let them be weird. They don't care about making money, so let them just choose their
careers. So you got to drill that into them really early.
No.
Get that lemonade stand up and running, kids.
If they want to do that. You know, it's funny because my husband was, like, really into selling things as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he would literally, like, sell his toys and, like, sell lemonade. And, like, now he does sales-related things. I'm like, that's cool that you knew that, like, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was like Barbies and like,
yeah, I would teach...
make playing pretend, which I think is maybe why I like acting, because you're like, okay, pretending to be something.
I would teach my Beanie Babies.
Would you?
Uh-huh. Aww. Which I think is also something my mom did. Aww. For a long, really long time I thought I was gonna be a teacher.
Aww.
But then I was like, I saw all the stuff my mom had to deal with.
You're like, no thanks.
But yeah, or they would, same thing, I like the Beanie Babies had their lives or whatever, and yeah, then they would, it was like reality shows, I guess, for kids. It's like you just used your Beanie Babies.
Dude, literally, there was so much drama. Same with my Barbies. Like,
oh yeah.
Always having kids, always fighting. Like them having kids was just like naked under, like behind a blanket, like. Just like
together. Isn't that weird, like how we like knew how but didn't know that?
Yeah, sometimes their clothes were on. I'm like, I don't know how, but...
For a long time I thought it was through French kissing is how you got pregnant.
I thought
for too long.
I don't know what it was, but when I thought I found out, I thought that the thing to do the thing was like really long. Like, you could be sitting, like, we could be sitting this far apart, and it would just, like, slither over. Yeah. I know. I was mortified when I thought I understood. I was like, this I don't know
why people think this is fun.
Like, this is, I didn't even think scary. That. I was just like, this is literally the worst thing I've ever learned about. I wanted to die. Not literally die, but I was like, disgusted.
You're like, I guess I'm joining a nunnery.
Yeah. I was like, ew. And then I found out sometime later, I guess. And
that's good.
I don't think I really thought anything of it. That'd be an interesting episode, how we learned about sex.
I didn't.
And here's our parents. How did you teach us?
Here are my private school teachers.
Oh my gosh. Yikes.
Yeah.
No thanks. And that's that.
And that's that.
Wow, this went all over the place, but
it was a good one.
Yeah. As long as you guys are on board to listen, we're on board to talk.
You know?
And we're doing it anyways, so yeah. Get on or get out.
Yeah. That's what she said.
She said. Oh, I was like.
Potato.
Potato.
Callback.
Callback.
I'll just sink it.
Let's do one more.
Okay. Wait. One. Okay.
One, two, three. Volleyball.
Hockey. I almost said volleyball. That's really weird.
Really?
Uh-huh. That was not edited.
One, two, three. Puck.
Sports.
One, two, three.
Lacrosse.
One, two, three. Grass.
Score.
One, two, three.
Points. Soccer.
One, two, three. Goalie.
I knew we would get there.
We were like, yes, we're there. Dude, that was so exciting. And that was real life. See, we had to end on that. Yeah. I was like, I'm not ready to go to sleep. Or else I'd be like at home, like texting you like one, two, three. And then watching the bubbles type. Like, ugh. So proud of us.
Air nux.
Was that nux?
Yeah, that was nux.
Knuckles. Nux. Like saying nuts.
aren't knuckles just your nuts of your hands?
Ew. Is that what your toes are? The nuts of your feet?
Any appendage.
Ew. Appendages are kind of weird. I know what I was going to say. Oh. You can make a foot video of you just picking stuff up with your feet.
Yeah.
Like, showing
look
off.
How strong I am.
Ooh, like calisthenics.
Ooh, it could
your
be working
feet.
Out.
Yes. And you're like showing off.
And they're like, oh, my feet are tired.
Like I need to massage them. See, then that's like extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like show like how strong your feet are and like riding with them.
Whoa. I don't know if painting. I could do that.
You never know. Endless possibilities. And that's it for tonight. We had a lot of good, successful business planning. We had a great celebrity talks. Mm-hmm. Getting healthy with our celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
We're aligned.
Yeah, I'm glad we're leaving aligned.
I mean, it would have been great to start aligned, but that's
you know,
fine. We're aligned no matter what. Aligned for life. That sounds like a
cult.
That does sound like a cult. Yeah, we learned about new podcasts and about each other.
Yeah.
So I think
that's
you.
Great.
That sounds like a successful show to me.
I think so.
What more can you ask for?
Goodbye.
Yeah. Have a great week, you guys. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.